brachas on smells, and we remember base. So we talked about something that's a tree, from a tree, or a tree-like thing. Again, we'll discuss what that means, what's a tree in halacha, in these halachas. So this, if that gives off a pleasant fragrance, so you make the bracha borei atzei besamen, on an eitz, on a tree. If it's like an herb, some type of vegetation, so it would be, the bracha would be borei asvei besamen. And if it's neither of those two, so we talked about musk. That's the last thing we talked about yesterday. Musk, and it's from an animal. But let's say it's blood from an animal, so could, and you've reprocessed that and made it, you want to add it to food to give a pleasant smell to the food, so could you? It's blood of a, even from a kosher animal. So we discussed that yesterday. So that would be Brei Menei B'Sam. So in the middle of the next last line of the Mechaber, V'im Haya Pri Haro'i La'achila. So let's say, okay, we talked ourselves about something from a tree, but let's say the thing that gives the pleasant smell is a fruit. And that fruit is edible. So then the bracha you make, we saw this last time, Mevarach Hanosen or Nosan, you make the bracha Hanosen Reach Tov Beferos. So that's the bracha you make on something that has a, that's an asrog. An asrog, let's say. Or other types of things that come from a tree and you can eat them, but they have a pleasant smell. So that would be the bracha that you make on them. But, v'hani mili, when do we say that you make that bracha, hanosen or nasan, reach tov beferos? That's, it, you smell something, has a pleasant fragrance, and it's from a fruit. That is k'shenodol la'riachbo. That's if you took it because you want to smell it. You want to smell the esrog. Now, we're not talking about smelling an esrog on sukkahs. You're not allowed to smell it on sukkahs because it's huksah. It's muksa for a mitzvah. But let's say whatever, whenever, after, right after sukkahs. So you took the fruit in order to smell it. Oh, la'achlo la'riachbo. Or you took it to eat and to smell. Well, next page. However, imnot lo la'achlo. Let's say you have something that you want to eat. I don't know, picked up an apple. You're going to eat the apple. Your intention was to eat the apple. Now you make the, and now it comes to your, next to you. You didn't have intent to smell it. That, the, your intent was not to gain pleasure out of the pleasant smell. But once you were about to eat it, even though it gives a pleasant smell, ein lo mevarach. You don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on the smell. Obviously, you're going to make a break where it eats. I'm eating the thing. Okay, now, so that's a very important halacha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah goes through a case that, again, one of the cases where you make a bracha on the smell is you know the thing has a very good smell. And you also want to eat it. You want to do both. You want to do both. So what do? You make a bracha on the smell. You do make a bracha on the smell. The only case you wouldn't make a bracha on those like rare tov beferos is, again, if it's like an apple, you were going to eat the apple. And all of a sudden, oh, it has a good smell. But your intent wasn't really to smell it, so then you just make the bracha on the eating. But let's say you know something has a very good smell, and also you want to eat it, both. So you make a bracha on the smell. So the only question is, what do you make first? Do you make a bracha on the consumption, in other words, the brei praeitz, or do you make a bracha on the smell? Which one? Which bracha do you make first? So believe it or not, the Mishnah Berurah brings that there's a machlokus, that some say that you make a bracha on the smell first. Why? That's the first thing you get. You're going to enjoy the smell before you eat it, right? As soon as you bring it close, you smell it. So you have to make the bracha on that first. But the prima, others say no, that the Eli Rabba, that others say that you make a bracha As some say, you whichever you want to make first, you can make first. It doesn't make a difference. Make it. So Mishnah Berurah brings down an idea by the Prima Gaon that to get around the whole issue, what you do is take a little piece and make a bracha on the consumption and have in mind, I'm not getting pleasure, like eat it without stopping close to your nose, and eat it and have kavanah that you're not going to get pleasure out of the smell. And then afterwards, you make the bracha on the smell. That's what that's the trick that they come up with. Okay, so we will stop here for today. And tomorrow we'll go further with this. Talk about the bracha brei minei v'samin, the famous one. Talk about that tomorrow. Okay? Okay.